This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, the end.
We need Wake Up Call listeners for this one. 916-766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. We want to hear your worst neighbor stories. Reason we bring this up is late last week, I had to take a Lyft to go pick up my car. It was getting serviced. And the woman that picked me up was so nice. Much older. I mean, I would say 70s-ish.
70s?
Yeah, she was very nice. Her name is Irene. She was very nice. And she was trying to fiddle with the radio. And she couldn't really figure it out. So she said, I'm sorry. We just got this car a week and a half ago. But she was really excited that she got a new car. And she was telling me about all the features and stuff on it. And then she said, yeah, we had to get a new car because we came home one night and found that our neighbor had shot up our old car with a gun.
What?
Yeah. Like,
and she said it so casually?
Yeah, like, oh yeah, you know, crazy.
Another day, another dollar, got my car shot up again.
What is that? Like a gangster?
I don't know.
Like when they used to have the Tommy gun and just leave a whole bunch of Swiss cheese holes in it?
Gavin, I didn't ask for any details.
How did you not ask details? You?
Well, because, I mean, I what am I going to ask?
Why did he do that? Or she. It's right. 2020. Were they arrested?
How much damage was done to the car?
Well, enough damage that they had to buy a new one.
Did they give you money for this new car?
Did your insurance cover something like that?
I would assume so. I didn't want a prod. It's none of my business. But the fact
that you're making it your business.
I mean, it was very much unsolicited. Like, yeah,
Hold on a second.
It was a nice car.
So this lady goes, I got a new car. I don't know how the radio work. My last one was shot to pieces by my neighbor. And then you went, how about that?
I think my response was, wow, crazy times we're living in, huh?
Oh my God.
Man, that's so much worse. She wanted so bad to have somebody to vent to. That was a safe space for her.
It's like she couldn't have dangled more of a conversation starter in front of you if she was just like, oh, I'm sorry, this is I'm still learning how to use this car. It used to be a Tiger.
I'm so sorry, I can't figure out the radio. I'm an extraterrestrial.
Right. And Ray goes, yeah, crazy times.
Oh, been there.
2020, am I right?
916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Josh from Davis, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Tell us your terrible neighbor stories.
Okay, so I live in a townhouse, and I share a wall with a neighbor that runs an in-home daycare. So my home office is in my living room, and in the wall, that, you know, my living room, on the other side of the living room is the timeout spot for the neighbor's daycare kids.
So
they put the timeout against that wall. And the entire day, all I hear is kids screaming and crying into the wall.
You don't even get the good kids. Like, it'd be one thing if, like, my next door neighbor's a pain in the ass. She runs an in-home daycare and our walls are thin, but you know what? At least I get to hear children laughing.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, you hear all the bad kids that are just like, I don't wanna.
Thanks, Justin. Have a great day.
No problem, guys.
Andrea from El Dorado Hills, good morning.
Hi.
We want to hear your terrible neighbor stories. What do you got for us?
Okay, so basically, I am 100% sure that my neighbor is a prostitute.
What? No way.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, when she moved in, I didn't even notice, like, anything, like, no boxes, no moving boxes, nothing, you know, so I didn't notice anyone moving in, but I figured, like, maybe I just wasn't home to see anything, you know, but then me and my boyfriend noticed that there were guys coming and going, like, all night.
So she's using it like a motel.
And then, like, also...
I mean, here's the thing, though. If you see people coming and going, I think I would assume drugs.
I wouldn't even notice.
Right.
Maybe I would have thought drugs, but the thing is, like, that one night my boyfriend saw one of the guys from work. Is it, like, one of the guys that worked with him on the same construction site?
No.
Coming out of the apartment. Yes.
No!
So he stopped him to find out what was going on.
And?
And he said that he just sees her, like, once a month when his wife isn't in the mood. But, like, he wouldn't confirm that, like, it was sex that was going on. But, like, come on.
Wow. There's a lot. There's so much here.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
Have you ever talked to her?
Oh, yeah. I should talk to her.
I haven't talked to her.
Could you do us a favor and talk to her?
Yeah, for us.
So many details. And also...
We won't tell anybody.
Get her pricing because I want Kevin to lose his virginity badly.
Kevin, stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.